Today, I have come along to Harrogate Hospital and I am meeting a variety of the people here at Harrogate Harlow. Now, we're going to be describing what Harrogate Harlow actually is and the different areas of specialty within it very shortly. But first, I would like you to meet somebody. Her name is Beth, so I feel very good because we're two Beths in a room. What is it that you do here at Harrogate Harlow and what's your full title, Beth?
Oh, thank you very much. So, I am the Private Patient Development Manager here at Harrogate Harlow Private Healthcare Service. We offer a fantastic service with a wide range of brilliant consultants with access to a wide range of different specialties, whether that be general surgery, gastro, orthopaedics, paediatrics. And the fantastic thing about our service is that the profit that we make from the service gets reinvested back into the NHS. So yeah, it all goes back into the services for NHS patients, which is brilliant.
I didn't actually know until I first started talking to you and came here that actually within Harrogate Hospital there are both NHS and private. I didn't realise that all happened under the same roof. So is that a new concept or is that something that's been happening for a while?
So we have provided private healthcare access for a number of years now, but over the last year and a half we've really started to focus on developing the service because we know there are a number of people out there, whether it be with their own insurance or wish to self-fund, to get access to healthcare quicker. There isn't a need to wait. And if we can provide that access and to the high quality consultants that we've got, then that's what we want to do. And as I say, reinvest the money back to our NHS services.
In the room here at Harrogate Hospital, I have two experts in their field who are here at Harrogate Harlow. So can I get each of you to introduce yourselves and tell us what your area of specialism is?
Hello, Beth. My name is John Simpson. I'm a consultant in general surgery with a specialist interest in upper gastrointestinal problems here at Harrogate District Hospital. Typically diseases of the esophagus, stomach, pancreas and gallbladder.
My name is Jo Ridpath. I'm a consultant gastroenterologist. So the difference there is that I'm a medical doctor and physician dealing with gastro problems, which primarily are anything from the mouth to the anus that doesn't include the heart and lungs, really. So covering upper gut, lower gut, liver and biliary tree as well.
Biliary tree, what's
biliary
that?
Biliary tree, gallbladder, bile ducts, that type of thing. So there's a bit of an overlap with John as well.
If people come to you, then there's been something along the way that's made them get to that point. But I guess one of the aims in your field is to try and stop people getting to that point. So would you have advice for people on how to best make sure that their digestive system, their gut, is as fit and healthy as possible?
Well, I think not necessarily just for the gut. I think the main problem in the UK at the moment is a massive explosion of obesity. It's an epidemic now in the UK, and as a result, every specialty, not just John and I's specialty, have seen a rise in the referrals because of it. And from my point of view, fatty liver disease and the eventual consequences of that, which is mainly cirrhosis, is a massive problem. Transplantation for liver disease is on the up. Going to another specialty, heart disease, was in the papers only yesterday, heart disease is back on the up again as a result. So I think we've got to get out there and try and make an impact on that underlying problem.
A large proportion of my work is seeing people with acid reflux problems, which many of us have experienced over time. But being overweight does increase your risk of that. And secondly, a longer term problem of obesity is gallstones, which I see a lot of. And it's all related to diet, long term diet. So people managing their diet accordingly does reduce the incidence of these problems.
With acid reflux in particular, is there certain food groups that if you are a sufferer that you should avoid?
Yeah, certainly nice things in life, typically nice pastries, chocolate. And one thing we haven't mentioned is smoking, which is obviously detrimental to health, which can increase problems in the digestive tract.
For people that want to come to Harrogate Harlow, you're based here at Harrogate Hospital. How do people get here?
Well, the classic pathway is to go to the GP first with the problem, and then if they have a specific request to see somebody privately, then ask the GP to do that referral to the specific consultant that they want to see. But of course, problem these days is getting to your GP in the first instance, and nationally, a lot of GPs are now giving individuals 3-week waits is the norm. So we can take referrals without GPs and just self-referral via the administrative staff on Harrogate Harlow. Certainly for me is acceptable, and I think some consultants would agree with that.
I think there's sometimes the misconception, and I know I did until fairly recently, is that private healthcare is a different treatment to what you would get in the NHS. That's not actually the case, is it?
It isn't, no. We absolutely stay to NHS standards, NICE guidelines, and comply completely to all the same rules and regulations.
So is it more a sort of speed of treatment that's the difference here?
Yes, it is. We offer quick access for patients to consultant clinics, to diagnostic tests, and provide a wraparound of care for the patient when they come in. So their own suite if they need to be admitted, with bathrooms, you know, pamper packs, things like that.
Oh, a pamper pack sounds lovely. The actual treatment though, so if somebody comes in to Harrogate Harlow, their operations or going to theatre or their tests, would that be done in the main section of Harrogate Hospital?
Yes, it would be. So they get exactly the same quality standard of nursing care, supportive care around them, access to the Harrogate Harlow theatres, and also our fantastic new endoscopy suite.
Oh, so it's new, it's fancy, is it?
It is, absolutely. And they have fabulously just passed their JAG accreditation again through the new unit. So, yeah, it's an absolutely state-of-the-art facility.
If somebody wants to get in touch and wants to find out more about what can happen here, what's the best way for them to do that? How do they get in touch?
Okay, so we have a website, which is harrogateharlow.co.uk. They can also ring the Harlow suite, which is on 01423 555430, and you can also email us at hello@harrogateharlow.co.uk.
Fantastic. Beth Barron, thank you very much.
Thank you.